October 9th, 1906. A test of gratitude and loyalty. Number 2. Ellen G. White. God has given special direction as to the use to which the tithe should be devoted. He does not design that his work shall be crippled for want of means. That there may be no haphazard work and no error, he has made our duty on all these points very plain. The portion that God has reserved for himself is not to be diverted to any other purpose than that which he has specified. Let none feel at liberty to retain their tithe to use according to their own judgment. They are not to use it for themselves in an emergency, nor to apply it as they see fit, even in what they may regard as the Lord's work. God has shown honor to men in taking them into partnership with himself in the great work of redemption. He expects his agents to labor not against him, but in unison with him, that his treasury may be supplied. The minister should, by precept and example, teach the people to regard the tithe as sacred. Let him not give his influence to any plans for diverting from their legitimate use the tithes and offerings dedicated to God. Let them be placed in the Lord's treasury and held sacred for his service as he has appointed. The tithe is God's portion, not at all the property of man, and the scripture declares that he who withholds it is guilty of robbery. Who then will stand with clean hands before the Lord? Consider the prophecy of Malachi in connection with Daniel, Zephaniah, Haggai, and Zechariah. Let the teaching of these books be carefully investigated, also the building of the temple and the temple service. Through the prophets, God has given a delineation of what will come to pass in the last days of this earth's history, and the Jewish economy is full of instruction for us. The offering of beasts did not cleanse away sin, but was a symbol of the great and complete sacrifice that was to be made for the sins of the whole world. The rivers of blood that flowed at the harvest thanksgiving, when sacrifices were offered in such large numbers, were meant to teach a great truth. For even the productions of the earth, the bounties provided for man's sustenance, we are indebted to the offering of Christ upon the cross of Calvary. God teaches us that all we receive from him is the gift of redeeming love. From his instruction to Israel, he would have us learn that he has made ample provision for the poor to receive the comforts of this life, and also for the gospel to be carried to all those who are perishing in their sins. The whole sanctuary service was designed to impress the people with the fact that the things which God has set apart for himself are holy. They were ever to observe the distinction between the sacred and the common. Holy things must be kept holy. The period of our probation is fast closing. Soon, our opportunity to give the last message of mercy to the lost will be forever past. The help of every one that loves Jesus is now needed in the Lord's work. Let there be no idlers in the Master's vineyard. Let there be no robbery of God in tithes and offerings, which are needed to sustain his cause. Those who are laborers in word and in doctrine will have all that they can possibly do in improving their God-given charge. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The minister's wife may be a great help to her husband in seeking to lighten his burden if she keeps her own soul in the love of God. The liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The promise to those who honor God with their substance still stands upon record on the sacred page. If the Lord's people had faithfully obeyed his directions, the promise would have been fulfilled to them. But when men disregard the claims of God, plainly set before them, the Lord permits them to follow their own way and reap the fruit of their doings. Whoever appropriates to his own use the portion that God has reserved is proving himself an unfaithful steward. He will lose not only that which he has withheld from God, but also that which was committed to him as his own. Let all study with special care the third chapter of Malachi. That chapter contains warning and instruction in righteousness for every soul. The Lord is still testing us to see whether we will prove faithful servants. He is calling upon his people to consider his goodness, to respond to his mercy, and to give proof of their loyalty by bringing all the tithes into his storehouse. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.